Welcome to this new guided practice. This is internalizing intervals, and we're going to talk about the thirds, minor thirds, major thirds. Just like we did in the previous guided practice, you're going to hear a reference pitch. I want you to think of the interval that I'm going to give you. Then you'll hear a count. You'll hear a chord out of context. I want you to sing the interval that I asked you to sing over the chord. Let's get started. Example number one. Here is your reference pitch. I want you to think of a minor third above. And you're going to sing that minor third above after the count. One, two, three, four. You should be singing this one. The reference pitch was this. La, one, three, three, one, three. Example number two, here is your reference pitch. I want you to think of a major third. And here's your chord. One, two, three, four. This is what you should be singing. La. Example number three, here is your reference pitch. I want you to think of a major third above. And here's the count. One, two, three, four. And this is what you should be singing. La. Example number four, here is your pitch. Think of a minor third above that. You can use your jingles. Here's the count. One, two, three, four. You should be singing this. La. Example number five, here is your reference pitch. Think of a major third above. Here's the count. One, two, three, four. This is what you should be singing. La. Good job. Let's move on to the guitar. Here is your reference pitch. Think of a major third. Major third above that pitch. Here's the count. One, two, three. Four. This is what you should be singing. La. Example number seven, here's your reference pitch. Think of a minor third above. One, two, three, four. And you should be singing this note. Your reference pitch was this one. Minor third. Great. Example number eight, here is your pitch. Think of a major third above. Here's your count. One, two, three, four. you should be singing this. Moving on to the next example. Example number 9, here is your reference pitch. Think of a minor third above. Here's your chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. You should be singing this note. And here's the final example. Here is your reference pitch. Think of a major third above that. Go back to the jingle. Here's the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. You should be singing this pitch. 2, 3, 4. Because your reference pitch was this one. Major third above. One thing. Good job. All right, this concludes our guided practice with the thirds. Let's move on to the next section of the course in which we're going to study the fourth.